This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When planning the way you intend to live your life, it would be wise to consider some of the proverbs dealing with planning found in Proverbs 16 in the Bible. After I collected the proverbs dealing with our plans and our ways, I correlated them into the following outline. Title: Planning Your Way. First, if you plan to do what comes naturally, you'll probably not recognize potential pitfalls. You'll reveal your heart's true nature, including motives, verse 2. You very well might choose a way that would lead to death, verse 25. Second, if you recognize that God's ways are always right, you'll become more aware of your motives. You'll be more prone to let God take control, verse 3, and you'll be more ready to let Him order your very steps, verse 9. Thirdly, if you're aware of these first two realities, you'd be wise when planning your ways to commit your plans and ways to the Lord, verse 3. Let Him take over your life. It would also be wise to set a goal to please God in all you do, verse 7. You'll need to guard your ways so you don't get sidetracked from staying in step with God, verse 17. After you collect information and correlate it into an outline, crystallize what you've learned into some applications. When planning your way, start by telling God you want to please Him. Then commit the whole process to Him. Only then go ahead and work on your plans, confident He's looking over your shoulder, guiding you so you'll succeed. He will order your steps. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.